I'm Jess Mahler, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Story Harry podcast. This week we are continuing with part 4 of Bound by His Oath. Mildred has a problem. Let's see if she has a plan. Mildred's mother, Lady Valdis, was in the stable yard lunging her horse. As always since Mildred's father died, the Lady Dowager wore the intricately braided hairstyles and brightly embroidered clothing of her Dragma kin. She smiled when she saw Mildred. They stood silently for a time, watching the horse exercise. Finally, Mildred said, "I'm sorry we can't go on our rides anymore." Her mother shrugged. "It is what it is. The time will come when we can ride again without worrying about these nits. You are a good daughter, an honor to your grandfather and your father, little though he deserves it. You will find your way. The men may rule most of the time, for they are stronger, and the ancestors' perfect world died ages ago. But these Norns are fools to think that men can rule all the time, for we women have our own strength, and you will teach them that." Now Mildred echoed her mother's earlier sigh. "What would you have done?"
"I?" the older woman snorted.
"I would have been saddled and gone before your father was cold in the grave. Your uncle would welcome me back, and you as well if you wished, and I could help raise the nieces and nephews, make good cheese, and listen to the singer tell the old tales and sagas of when the world was new and the ancestors believed they could make a new paradise in this cursed realm, and live in a proper round dwelling without all these cursed corners. But you are too English, stubborn as Dragma, but soft-spoken and happy with your sharp corners and dark chapels. You would not be happy making cheese and listening to the singers." Her mother had taken her several times, much against her father's wishes, but before the Conqueror came, he dared not disrespect his father-in-law, to visit her Dragma relatives. There were many things she envied them, but she could never remember the great round building they all lived in without a shudder. It wasn't the lack of corners exactly, but there were no walls. It was one great room that everyone... Well, it was big enough it wasn't actually crowded, but it felt that way, with no quiet space away from it all unless you went outside in the cold. Lady Valdis laughed. "Yes, I see that face. So my solution will not work for you, and you will find your own way. And I will stay in this place of corners, because I love you more than a proper home and proper cheese and all the songs of the singers." Mildred took the lunge line from her mother, handed it to a nearby groom, and threw herself into Lady Valdis's arms. Valdis, the only person in her life who was demonstrative as she was, hugged her back, then picked her up and swung her around, proving that she hadn't lost her strength as she aged. "It will be well, daughter. Now what is it you came here to tell me, for surely you did not come to ask my advice?" Mildred buried her face in her mother's neck. "Will you trust me, mother, no matter what?" Valdis pulled Mildred away and lifted her chin to study her face. "You have found your path, and it isn't a straightforward Dragma path, but a twisty, cornered English path." Mildred nodded and dropped her eyes, afraid of what she would see in her mother's face. "You are my daughter. Whatever path you have found, these Norns will never see the blow before it falls." Mildred laughed and hugged her mother again. "Mother, there is nothing straightforward about crossing a Dragma roundhouse." From the stables, Mildred went directly to the chapel. She had a path forward, but that did not mean it would work. So she knelt before the altar and recited the ancient litany of the ancestors. Her mother had never grown used to English worship in a closed room away from the sky. But in this Mildred was her father's daughter. The night sky always filled her with wonder and awe, seeing the stars from which the ancestors had traveled, and to which her people would one day return. But prayer was for quiet spaces, unadorned rooms. A single candle for focus, just as the sun had been a focus for the ancestors on their great journey. She didn't know how long she was there when the door to the chapel opened. "Lady Mildred," Wigmar said, "here is Sir John of Calden, as you requested." Mildred did not turn, but gestured for the knight to join her. After a moment he came forward and knelt nearby. She could hear his whispered prayer. In the candlelight she could see only the vague outline of his face. Bearded, but the hair cut unusually short. When he finished praying, she stood and asked, "Sir Raymond has none to pay his ransom. Is there any who would ransom you or your fellows, Sir John?" He stood also, his height making him loom over her in the dark. She didn't think it was intentional as he stepped back a moment later. Or maybe she had just shocked him. "No, Lady Mildred,"
he hissed. He shook himself, strong enough to be visible even in the dim light, then spoke more normally.
"Had Sir Raymond escaped your trap, he would have sought to ransom me, but there are no others. Sir Damian and Sir Harrowild likewise. The men-at-arms I cannot say."
She stepped closer, invading his space. He stood his ground. "I dislike waste, Sir John, and I have need of defense, as you well know. Would you take service with me?" His feet shifted, and she thought she heard his teeth grinding.
"No, lady," he growled. "While he is loyal to me, I will not betray Sir Raymond."
Mildred nodded. She had expected that.
"And if he were no longer alive?"
In the dark, she had no warning. A strong hand grabbed her tunic, jerking her close.
"Harm him, and—"
He never got to finish his threat. Lady Valdis had known her daughter would never be a warrior, but she hadn't left Mildred ignorant of defense. Her palm slammed into the man's nose at the same time her heel landed on his instep. Wigmar, of course, moved even faster than she did. In an instant he had the Norn wrestle to the ground with his arms pinned.
"Anglish bitch," he hissed.
She crouched down next to the Norn, careful to stay out of Wigmar's way. "That's Lady Bitch, Sir John, and you had best remember it if you want to see your leader again. Will he thank you for breaking his parole?" She turned to Wigmar. "Take him to the dungeon, then bring Raymond to me." The knight roared and tried to break free of Wigmar, but the old warrior wasn't that old. Mildred smirked. In truth, Sir Raymond was more likely to thank his knight than not. But Sir John had earned a few hours' fear for what his lack of discipline might have cost. Wigmar finally got the knight to his feet and started towards the door. "And Wigmar, unless he tries to get away from you, all the rest of his blood best be inside his body when you close the door on him."
"Eh, lady," Wigmar growled. "Your lady mother would have let me string him up and use him for target practice, though."
She let the impertinence pass. Wigmar had earned it for putting up with her need to risk herself like this. Besides, she was English enough to understand that sometimes a diplomatic response was required. But she was Dragma enough to take pleasure in the fact that Sir John would be sporting more and worse bruises before he reached the dungeon.
The End, Part 4, Bound by His Oath. See you next week.